Warm 101.3 Fashion First, brought to you by Ideal Image. Get up to 70% off laser hair removal. Call 1-800-BE-IDEAL. Our fashionista, fashion baroness.
Oh, God.
Joan Lincoln.
If I could only get some sleep.
Yeah, you and everybody else.
Well, listen, you know, it's just fashion time.
Mm-hmm.
All the runways, all over the country, all over the world. You know, it's Fashion Week here, Fashion Week there, whatever. So Rochester Magazine launched their fashion issue, which they do every fall. Mm-hmm. And they had a little launch party at the City Grill. And I was surrounded by Rochester's most beautiful
people.
Beauties, you know, and it was so cool.
Thanks for calling.
Well, you and Kim could have come, no problem. You know, it's open to the public. So, you know, Rochester used to be known as that fashion mecca.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
No, I don't.
Oh, come on.
Why would I know that, number one?
Well, first of all, let's just reflect on B. Foreman and Company.
I know. Remember that? McCurdy's. Bonds, all those wonderful stores.
Oh, yeah. It was just a time when fashion was just used. I mean, and for the last couple of months, I don't know, it's been really weird. Like, all the old buyers from B. Foreman and McCurdy's and Sibley's, they've been, you know, stopping in.
Where are they now? What are they doing?
Well, they're just still
retired?
Being fashionable. Oh,
yeah.
Totally retired.
Oh, okay.
But there's this 93-year-old woman, Tony. I can't mention her last name, but everybody knows Tony. I mean, mm-hmm. She worked at People's Pottery.
Oh, my goodness, really?
With your girlfriend there.
Yeah, my girlfriend.
Yeah, sorry. But, you know, all these beautiful women from the past that has dressed Rochester more beautiful, mm-hmm. somehow, for some reason, they're all kind of coming out of the woodwork and, you know, stopping into the stores and saying hi. One of the girls that works for me used to be a buyer and manager at B. Foreman. So it's always fun to see those women, those, you know, fashionistas from the past. But fast forward to today, to the Rochester Magazine. So it was really cool because I'm flipping through it and I didn't know who the women and or the couples and the men were. And for the photo shoot, unbeknownst to me, I dressed three of them.
Mm. Oh, cool.
From Panache and Trilogy. So it was really cool. Rochester, I don't know, the magazine did a good job this year selecting their featured stylish people of Rochester.
I see that Pam Sherman's in there for a totally different thing. She just writes a column in there, but she's
just
like everywhere too.
Writes a column.
I know that was a terrible way to put
really?
That. Really? But it wasn't on her thing. Wasn't on fashion. It was just actually what she talked about a couple days ago on our show.
Yeah.
Sports loser. But she's like you. Every day another magazine.
Turn around. They're in something.
Well,
yeah. She's
I
on
love
the cover
following
of something.
Pam. Yeah. She's a fashionable person.
She is. She's
you
got to
keep
awesome.
Up with her though.
Okay.
You know.
So did you write something up? We can. Put
I did a little
on,
something.
Okay. A little love.
Yeah. We took
first.
A little picture.
Warm101.3.com. Go ahead, read it.
Warm 101.3.